we virtually have not responded to the unemployment situation. The unemployment situation is requiring a lot of regular jobs. It seems not to be available. And the area where they have also chosen to do the one district, one factory, all seem to be hanging on agriculture, you know, products. And here we are in Ghana, our agricultural pattern is subjected to the rainfall. No rainfall, no corn to chew. No rainfall, no cassava to harvest. No rainfall, no yam to harvest. And therefore, if factories are going to run these products, does it mean that when the season is over, then the factories will be shut down until another season again? So we want to see more of the dams, we want to see more of the irrigation, so that the machines, when they start, they will really not come down. All these things are not assured, because if you are able to establish a factory, take it from us, you find that you get a nurse over there, you get a pharmacist over there, you get, you know, a pediatrician also over there, because of the nature of their job. Now, if you have a real factory, you create a canteen, so you get people who are going to the hospitality center also finding jobs over there. If you create a factory of this nature, you find a legal department, you find a lawyer, you find an accounts department, you find somebody finding. So that is a complete, you know, enclave where every bit of employment out of people who have graduated from school will come in. We've seen its interest in the academia feeding industry. We are yet to see whether industry is with an open arms like it used to be, that the moment you finish university, you deliver around to you and give you employment. Society did not write you and give you employment. Now it isn't so. So our advice to President is that they must capture the percentage of the unemployment. Let's know what category of these people are fit into the regular, those who are fit into casual, those who are fit into temporary. Then we'll get it. But the politicians, as usual, all the time, they categorize it. We are going to create jobs. What type of jobs? We believe this government should be able to tell that.
General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Solomon Kote.
Now, a section of the public have expressed confidence in the governance style of the Akufo-Addo-led administration so far. They, however, appealed to the government to tackle some of the issues that characterize the smooth implementation of the free SHS policy, improve the justice system to tackle corruption, and do its best to fulfill more of the promises that brought the MPP to power. They spoke to Radio Ghana on the one-year anniversary of the Akufo-Addo-led administration.
The government is doing very well. My concern has to do more of the judicial system. I think that there's so much that's going on in that sector that the president has to put more effort or more attention into that respect.
So far, I've seen nothing. Based on what I've been seeing so far, seen nothing, so I'm expecting something.
The government have put in place policies we can see and others that we are waiting to see. But my main concern is the government should make sure that they check on corruption. I mean, when the allegations come, they shouldn't shield anybody. The law must deal with those who are culpable. I mean those who are culpable. So that is my issue, because corruption has bedeviled the country for a very long time. That is why we are not growing.
I am in the mining sector, so I just think that policies on small-scale mining should be well-defined, and then they should come out with the right policies for them to follow.
And free education is good. That one, there are no two ways about it.
In fact, I haven't seen anything. Because as for this thing, that SSS program, it's not all that good, because when you go to some areas, there is no place for the students to sleep.
Some of the promises were not all that fulfilled. Concerning posting of TS, they said they will post all those who have not been posted, but up till now, like, some have been posted and others have.
Now, those were the views of section of the public on the one-year anniversary of the Akufo-Addo-led administration.